I thought I am going to go a little bit into the question of whether we are going to see a Brexit and whether we are going to see a Grexit. Brexit meaning an exit from Great Britain and the UK out of Europe, and Grexit means the same for Greece. Does the Bible have anything to say about that? Does it give any indication? What is it we should be waiting for? Now, I don't want to take the time to explain today that when the Bible in today's terms speaks about the United Kingdom, it's talking about Ephraim. Ephraim, one of the sons of Joseph. Joseph, of course, had two sons in Egypt, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we know that Manasseh refers to the United States of America mainly. Ephraim referring to Great Britain and, of course, the British Commonwealth, but mainly Great Britain. Now, our booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain in America, actually goes into that in more detail. I'd like to turn to a few scriptures today talking about Ephraim. Now, I have already prepared a sermon which I'm going to give in Germany during the feast, and so you won't be able to hear it if you're not in Germany, but I am sure that I'm going to give it here as well when I come back. And so this is just a very short, brief synopsis, if you please, of what I'm going to discuss in great detail over there. But if you go with me to Hosea chapter 5, and in verse 9, you read a very sobering statement. Now, this is talking about the end time. This is talking about the time just prior to Christ's return. And it says in Hosea chapter 5 and verse 9, Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke, and among the tribes of Israel I make known what is sure. Ephraim will be desolate. Now the New International Version translates, will be laid waste. The Living Bible interprets, will be a heap of rubble. The New Jerusalem Bible says it will become a wasteland. And it goes on to say that this has been and will be announced. And we have been announcing this for many, many years. This is clearly indicating a nuclear war against the United Kingdom in which it will lose. Knowing this, we have to ask ourselves the question, well, who is going to be the one power, mainly, which is bringing this about? Let's go to Hosea chapter 8 and verse 1. Hosea chapter 8 and verse 1. It says, set the trumpet to your mouth. He shall come like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. And again, it's talking about here the house of Israel, including, of course, Ephraim. So somebody is supposed to blow the trumpet, give a warning message. And it's going to have to do with Ephraim's enemy, who is going to come like an hostile eagle. Now, we all should know that the eagle is, of course, a great symbol for modern Assyria today, for the German country. But we don't have to speculate, because in Hosea chapter 9 and verse 3, it is clearly identified. Hosea chapter 9 and verse 3, they shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt and shall eat unclean things in Assyria. Our literature makes very clear that Assyria today is Germany, and it could also include Austria. So Ephraim will have to leave their land because it has become a wasteland. Those who survive that nuclear holocaust and will become slaves and captives in, amongst other countries, Assyria or Germany. Now, here it says Egypt. We have to understand what this means, because if you go to Hosea chapter 11 and verse 5, Hosea 11 and verse 5, it makes it very clear they're not going to go back to the land of Egypt. Egypt here just talks about slavery, because in Hosea 11 and verse 5, we read, he shall not return to the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refused to repent. You see, they have been warned, but they refuse to repent. Great Britain today is being warned, has been warned for a while. They absolutely refuse to repent. And other scriptures in Hosea and other places in the Bible makes this very clear, which I won't go into, but I want to point out one more thing in Hosea chapter 5 and verse 5. Because there it says, Hosea 5:5, the pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them. It says here, stumble, but other half, fall. And commentaries point out that it means they will be overthrown, or they will be ruined. All these powers, Ephraim, United Kingdom, then it's talking about Israel. Now, of course, it's mainly talking about then Manasseh, the other son of Joseph, which is the United States, and Judah, the state of Israel. All these three powers will be apparently overthrown at approximately the same time by that king of Assyria, a modern German leader who is going to arise pretty soon in continental Europe. So knowing this, let's go back to the original question. What is going to happen to the United Kingdom? Will they stay in the EU or will they leave? Well, there is really no question about the fact that they are going to leave. Now, we don't know exactly when. Right now, there's a big debate in the United Kingdom whether they should go out or should stay in. This referendum, which Mr. Cameron has announced, which should take place in 2017 or earlier, is highly debated insofar as what is going to be the outcome. At this point, still a majority of the British people would prefer to stay in the EU, but it's a strong minority saying that they should actually go out. The Express, a British paper which is normally very anti-European, they published an article today, which we are going to have in the next update, five reasons why Britain should leave and five reasons why Britain should stay in the EU. And so, even though some of the reasons are rather silly, I thought, nevertheless, that is what's being discussed. Now, the Express also wrote an article, and this is one we have already published in this update this week, saying that British government votes failed to block a single European Union measure during David Cameron's first 5 years in office. And then they point out that even if the referendum should say that Britain should leave, most people believe they still wouldn't leave because Mr. Cameron would prevent it from happening, and then there would be a second referendum and a third referendum and so on. But the point is that ultimately Britain is going to leave. We know from prophecy that out of the Eurozone, which, by the way, is not going to be destroyed. Some have speculated that the euro will fail and the countries will go back to their individual national currencies. That is not going to happen. The Eurozone will continue, but not necessarily in the configuration we have it now, because we know that out of the Eurozone, 10 European powers or groups of nations will arise. And it is they who will give their authority to a very charismatic leader in Germany. And that brings me to the next question regarding Greece. Now, the Germans are extremely upset about their government. They are extremely upset about Angela Merkel, because right now a third rescue package has been agreed to, which is going to be giving a lot of money to Greece, and most people feel it's going to be a bottomless pit and, you know, a bag without of his holes, let's say, and it's not going to do any good. And they feel they have been betrayed and lied to by their government. Of course, what else is new? We all are being lied to by our governments, no matter where we live. We know that. But Bild Online, which is a very prestigious in the sense of a very accepted paper insofar as portraying what the Germans feel. It's a mass tabloid. And they were extremely upset and said that Merkel lied to them, and how much more can they tolerate? Now, the thing is, at this point, Merkel is still very popular. Because there is no alternative. There is no alternative at this point. No candidate has arisen yet who is kind of presenting a challenge. But in our update, when we talk about the situation with Greece, we say that on August 20, Germany's mass tabloid Bild Online blasted Angela Merkel, stating that she behaved cowardly throughout the parliamentary debate and that she immediately took off afterwards to fly to Brazil. Bild, a conservative paper, is furious with the German government, and Bild is a very interesting mirror of the overwhelming viewpoint of the German population. And then we ask this question. One wonders what would happen if a charismatic person such as Vladimir Putin or Donald Trump would arise in Germany. Just a question we perhaps should ask ourselves. Now, when it comes to Greece, I want to give you a few scriptures from the Bible as to what the Bible has to say about Greece. There isn't an awful lot about Greece in the Bible, but a few scriptures are there. And just to give you the intro, so to speak, we say in our update that one will have to wait and see whether Greece will be able to remain a member of the Eurozone, because that is not clear. They could stay in it, they could go out. We don't know yet. We say, however, it's not likely that it will become one of the prophesied 10 kings, or 10 horns, or 10 toes. In other words, the 10 member states of the coming Federation of the United States of Europe, which will emerge from the Eurozone, and which will hand over the authority to the very charismatic political leader, called the Beast in the book of Revelation, called the King of the North in the book of Daniel, called the King of Assyria in the book of Isaiah. We go on to say that the conservative German mass tabloid Bild is quite upset with the German government, and especially with Angela Merkel, claiming that they broke their promises regarding Greece in at least 4 separate areas. Now, if anything, this development might help in bringing about that quote-unquote charismatic political leader called the Beast, which we all are waiting for. Because apart from that, many things have already fallen into place. And so, in my estimation, once that individual arrives, the time is very short. Now, we have understood that in the Bible, the word Javan, J-A-V-A-N, or Javan, or however you want to pronounce it, actually is referring to modern Greece. And you have an interesting passage in the book of Joel, chapter 3. Joel, chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. It says, "Indeed, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon and all the coasts of Philistia? Will you retaliate against me? But if you retaliate against me, swiftly and speedily I will return your retaliation upon your own head, because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my prized possessions." Notice verse 6. "Also the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem you have sold to the Greeks, that you may remove them far from their borders." Here we are talking about modern-day slavery. And we find that the Greeks have been the recipient, in this particular passage, of Jewish slaves. And Tyre has sold them to Greece. Now, Tyre, we understand very clearly, in many cases, being a reference to modern Babylon. It's not talking about the city of Tyre, which has been destroyed a long time ago. But Tyre is a reference to modern Babylon, and many passages point that out. And, of course, you can read our booklet, The Great Tribulation, and The Day of the Lord, where we give you the proof. So here we find human slavery. We find the Jews being captives of Babylon, this modern system. And Greece is somehow involved in it. We find another passage in Ezekiel chapter 27. Ezekiel chapter 27, verses 12 and 13. He is talking about this Babylonian system, this very powerful economic system. But it's referred to as Tyre again, modern Tyre. So this Babylonian system, which is also described in Revelation 18, is described here in this way. Tarshish, of course, a city in Spain, was your merchant because of your many luxury goods. They gave you silver, iron, tin, and lead for your goods. Javan, or Greece, Tubal and Meshech were your traders. They bartered human lives and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. The NIV actually says, Greece traded with you. They exchanged slaves. You find the same reference, and I just want to point this out, in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 13, where Babylon is described as somebody trading with bodies and souls of men. In other words, with slaves and human organs or body parts. We read a lot about trading with human organs these days. It's all coming true. But we see that Greece, again, is involved in this somehow. So that's why even though they might, underline, might leave the Eurozone, they will not become a hostile power towards Europe, as different from England, different from the United Kingdom. There you have hostility very clearly between continental Europe and the United Kingdom. There are a few more scriptures in the Bible talking about Greece or Javan, depending on the translation. There's one you might want to look at later. In Zechariah chapter 9 and in verse 13, showing again that Greece had a part in opposing Ephraim and Judah, and that God will punish them for it. The best rendering I found was in the Revised English Bible, which says, "For my bow is stung, Judah. They have laid the arrow to it, Ephraim. I," that is God speaking, "I have roused your sons, Zion," referring here to immortal spirit beings, "and made you into a warrior's sword against the sons of Greece." So here again we see a situation where apparently Greece, being part of the Babylonian system, will fight or in some way cooperate with the modern Babylonian system against Ephraim, against Manasseh, against Judah. And so that is what's prophesied. Greece will cooperate with European powers economically, as, for instance, Edom will, modern Turkey. But they may or may not be part of the EU or the Eurozone. That is still something which has to be seen.